Each time at this year, a handful of playwrights and theater folk gather in Sudbury for Play Smelter. It's called a Northern New Works Theater Festival. Plays in development are read on stage by actors to help writers mold their stories. And this year, there's an underlying theme to Play Smelter: women. Lisa O'Connell is Artistic Director of Pat the Dog Theatre Creation, the group behind Play Smelter, and she's in our studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcus.
So today there's something called Regional Women Direct as part of Play Smelter. What is that?
That's correct. It's a master class for women, and also we have some really wonderful male allies as well, but we have seven wonderful creators that are coming in, working with Laurel Green, who is a wonderful Canadian director. She's from Calgary, but more importantly for us, she was born and raised in Sudbury. She went to Sudbury Secondary School with our artistic associate, Matthew Haiti. Very much like what we want to do at Play Smelter is bring these beautiful expats home to work in our community. Laurel will be leading for 2 days a master class in directing, really training at a high level of professional development, seven local people in skills of how to just improve the ability to direct new works.
There's also Regional Women Write a little
correct.
Later.
That's right. We're going to do it all. We got to integrate. We got to create the work, and we also have to get the work on stage. And Colleen Murphy, who has won the Governor General's Award twice, and we've worked with Colleen before, and she's been in the community many times before, is coming up on Thursday. She'll be leading a class Friday and Saturday. That's super exciting. We are completely maxed for that class as well. We have over 10 people coming from all across the province, including one young woman who's coming on her own nickel all the way from Thunder Bay to come to work with Colleen for 2 days to improve the skills in playwriting in a master class to become strong, beautiful, professional playwrights.
So how did this all come together, this focus on women?
You know, it was one of those things that the work that we do. I've been running Pat the Dog now for 14 years, and we found that increasingly, even though you think it wouldn't be a problem anymore, that women were not getting produced at the same level that men were. Matter of fact, the numbers are 60% men, 30% women, 2-1, and 10%, you know, a gender-based would be men and women working together. Lots of different reasons for that, but the major problem is if we have less women creating plays or getting produced, usually women write characters that have more women characters, more jobs for women actors, potentially more of interest to women audience. These things aren't getting done. And even though coming out of the programs, both the undergrad and the master's level, 55% of the graduates are women. So if you think about that.
So where are they going?
Exactly.
Hey, what are they doing?
Coffee shops mostly, I think.
Yeah.
And while that's fantastic, we all have a good cup of coffee, our cultural industries, our stories are super important. So we took a look at this really strongly. We got a lot involved in an initiative that was centered in Toronto called Equity Theatre Initiative. That was 7 years ago. As wonderful as that initiative was, as many things happen in the major cities, it became a symposium in the city, and we found that it didn't have an impact in the regions. So a group of my colleagues and I got together, stubborn as always, and we thought, how can we create something grassroots that's going to affect the people in Sudbury, the people in Kitchener-Waterloo, the people in Temiskaming? And we created a Regional Women Lead, which is about getting professional development skills to our people.
And this is just sort of the early years, right?
Like first year. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's a two-year initiative. Canada Council awarded us it's called a Sectoral Innovation Development Grant. It's $100,000 for 2 years. And it's really Canada Council's generous and the jury's generous understanding of this problem that's allowing us to do the research for this and flow this out this year.
Why is it a problem? You know, if there were women playwrights out there, wouldn't they be writing? Wouldn't they be producing?
Again, we don't have as many artistic directors that are women. We don't have as many directors that are women. They're still thinking that women's plays are not of interest to men, which is crazy. I mean, my husband loves women plays. My son loves women plays. And we're not really having that conversation what's out there. Women actually buy most tickets for theater, anywhere between 75 to 80%. I think it's a perception more than a reality. And I know here at Play Smelter, which is now in our seventh year, we've always had an equal amount of men and women present. My artistic associate's a man, Matthew Haiti. I'm a woman, artistic director. We work together well. So I think when you kind of shift off the perception, just work with the humanity, I think it's less of a problem. I think like anything, you just got to do it.
Well, and you're going to change things too, right?
We hope
so.
Don't
you think?
We're working it hard, man. We're smelting like crazy. So.
Well, talk about Play Smelter as well and how people can get involved this
thanks,
week.
Thanks, Marcus. Yeah, we'll be open tonight at Sudbury Theatre Centre at 8 o'clock. Our opening presentation, first look, book is a place, a piece called Without Rule of Law, WROL. It's kind of Rambo meets Judy Blume, a bunch of girl guides. It's a beautiful comic, darkly comic story. Playwright is named Michaela Jeffries. Michaela's from Calgary. She is just a recent graduate of the National Theatre School, which is kind of our highest echelon for professional theatre. It came to our attention through Laurel Green. So Laurel is from Sudbury. She went to school with Matt. She's beautiful.
But it's sort of unusual to have a Calgary writer coming to Placemaker,
well,
isn't it?
It's come from Laurel. And again, if you think about it, we're national. Last year, we brought people come from Newfoundland, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary. This year, we have people coming all over, from all over the country as well. And so Laurel had this piece that she was directing. It's a beautiful piece about women. It needs one more development piece. It's wonderful for our actors. We hired all local actors to work with them at a piece that is going to be presented in October in Saskatoon. It will be the premiere production at Persephone Theatre. But our audiences here at Sudbury get the last first look prior to the full production.
Right.
Michaela's one to watch. She's a beautiful, beautiful young writer.
What other plays will, or you know, they're not exactly plays. They are plays.
They are. Some are. Well, we're actually doing the second night, which is May 2nd, which is Wednesday. Audiences will get an opportunity to see something very special. It's a children's opera. And writing opera can take in, I know, it's Taylor Graham, who's one of our associates, beautiful, beautiful writer. Taylor's worked with Tapestry Opera in Toronto. Writing an opera can take 10 years. William Rowson is the composer of the piece, and he is the associate conductor of the Vancouver Symphony. Unfortunately, could not join us this year because he's conducting in Vancouver. But Taylor wrote the book, and it's about frog song. It's about, it takes the story of the Frog Prince, puts it to opera, places it in a camp with 13-year-olds, and we're really excited about the audience getting a chance to see that in development.
Well, it's in development. You're not going to see full costumes or anything like that.
Well, we might have a costume.
A few props, but it's not the full show,
right? That's correct. These are all first look in development. It's a really backstage look. Creating a piece of theater can take anywhere from 3 to 10 years, and what our audiences get an opportunity is to participate with us and give us feedback in
the
development.
That's exactly it, because as an audience member, you want people to say, I really think this character should be saying that.
Absolutely. What are you interested in? What do you find less interesting? What's confusing? You know, that feedback is essential for our playwrights as they create the pieces. Theater's live. It's a conversation. So we want to have a conversation as early as possible. And it's fun. We offer food. We have conversation. It's a good chat. You get to meet the people that create the work. It's
And, you know, we get to put a Sudbury stamp on all these potential
Absolutely.
Plays that are going to go from coast to coast.
Well, last year we brought a piece called The Yellow Wallpaper. We worked with the beautiful Alessandro Constantini and the good folk at Yes Theatre, and I'm very happy to report that piece got picked up for development by the Alliance Theatre in Atlanta, which won the Tony Award last year for regional theatre, and it was here first.
Oh.
Yeah. So. I'm not kidding you. Something's happening here, man.
All right. So if people want more information, you do have a website.
We do. Placemelter.ca. Please come out. We run it until Friday. We're presenting also Matthew Hedy's new piece, Aviatrix, Kim Fanner's Letters to the Man in the Moon, and beautiful Sarah Gartshire with her beautiful new piece, Remains. 6 and 8 o'clock on Thursday and Friday. Tonight and Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Please join us at Sudbury Theatre Centre. We'd love to see you.
All right, Lisa. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Marcus.
That's Lisa O'Connell. She's Artistic Director of Pat the Dog Theater Creation. Several plays being read on stage, as you just heard, as part of Play Smelter, and they do have a website, playsmelter.ca. Sudbury Theater Center, that's where it's all happening this week.